Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and my prayer to God is for them that they may be saved. For I testify concerning them that they have a zeal for God, but not according to a correct understanding. For being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, they do not submit themselves to the righteousness of God. For the Anointed One is the end of the law, resulting in righteousness for everyone who is believing. For Moses writes about the righteousness of the law, saying, "The one who keeps them must live by them." Leviticus 18:5. But the righteousness of faith says this, "Don't say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' that is, to bring the Anointed One down, or 'Who will descend into the unmeasurable depths?' that is, to bring the Anointed One up from the dead." But what does it say? The word, Start, Dyer, Commentary, words of God spoken in or by the Holy Spirit, Rhema in the Greek language, and Dyer, Commentary. The word which has been proclaimed is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 12 through 14. That is the message of the faith which we proclaim. Therefore, if with your mouth you make a covenant to take Jesus as your master, and are believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be being saved. For with the heart man believes into righteousness, and with the mouth a covenant is made which results in salvation. As the scripture says, "Whoever is believing on him will not be disgraced." Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, and is abundantly available to all who call upon him. For everyone who is calling on the name of the Lord will be being saved. How then can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they be believing in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without someone proclaiming him? And how can they proclaim unless they are sent? Just as it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of those who proclaim the good news of peace, who bring good news of good tidings." Isaiah 52, verse 7. But they didn't all listen to the good news. For Isaiah says, "Lord, who has believed our report?" Isaiah 53, verse 1. So faith comes through hearing, and hearing by the word which is spoken, Rhema, Greek, by God. But I say, didn't they hear? Certainly. Their sound went out into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. Psalm 19, verse 4. But I ask, didn't Israel know? First Moses says, "I will provoke you to jealousy with that which is not a nation, and I will anger you with a nation deprived of understanding." Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 21. Then Isaiah was very bold and says, "I was found by those who didn't seek me. I was revealed to those who weren't asking for me." Isaiah 65, verse 1. But concerning Israel, he says, "All the day long I opened my arms to a resistant and argumentative people." Isaiah 65, verse 2. This is the end of Romans chapter 10.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.